Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Fred Cuellar is here. Fred Cuellar, I think is how you say his last name. I'll check that out in a second. He's with us. He's known as the Diamond Guy. He's a new friend. And he's an award-winning diamond expert. He's written books on the topic. He's taught the world how to buy diamonds. And yet he's wandered off into another field that he's now a new expert in that too. So obviously we're talking about a smart guy here. His new book is called The Buffer Zone. Did I mention earlier that he's designed the championship rings for the Cowboys and the Broncos and the Detroit Red Wings and on and on? And but we're not going to talk about diamonds, ladies. Sorry about that. We're going to talk about your diet, how you can be more healthy. Fred, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Jim.
It's good to have you here. Pronounce your last name for me.
Cuellar, you had it first.
Cuellar, okay, yeah, that's what I thought. So, All right, Fred, first question. You're one of the leading experts in the world on shiny objects. What made you decide to change over? What were you thinking when you decided to get into the diet business?
No, it never crossed my mind. Currently, right now, there are 691,000 titles in the world having to do with health, weight loss. Nah, I wasn't going to add another book to it. I mean, what had happened was, for good or bad, I was a millionaire before I was 21 years old. And I'm a Catholic. I was raised a Catholic. I've been in a Jewish industry. And I thought, you know what? I'll be the first, you know, Catholic billionaire in the diamond business. And I made a really horrible decision, which was, if I work more, I'll make more money. Mm-hmm. And I learned a real valuable decision. Never do for money what you would never do for love. So I started...
Say that again. Hey, folks, this is going to be on the test. Go ahead.
Yeah, never do for money what you would never do for love. And so I started cheating myself. I was only sleeping 4 hours a night thinking that I was doing good. Breakfast, I don't have time for that. Lunch, on the go. And then slowly but surely, I didn't understand it. My ability to make decisions, understand, memorize, recall data was starting to be diminished. I didn't see the warning signs. And then one day, in my mid-30s, I woke up at St. Luke's Hospital after having a right hemisphere stroke paralyzed on the left side of my body.
Wow.
Yeah.
Boy, that's a wake-up call.
Yeah, it was a big wake-up call.
That's your body giving you a message.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, what did you do?
Well, what I found was, after 6 months of rehab, the doctor said to me, Fred, he didn't beat around the bush. He said, Fred, you're fat. And I went... He didn't say big boned, you know, weight challenge. I mean, you're fat.
He didn't say you're a stocky guy, did he?
Yeah. You need to lose 50 pounds.
Wow.
And or the next stroke's going to kill you.
Wow.
And so, you know, I don't know anything about diet, so I grabbed some magazines and I read what the experts said. Eat a bunch of little small tiny meals, count all your calories.
Yeah.
It was horrible. It was horrible. But I slowly but surely took the weight off. And I kept it off for over 10 years. And then, a few years ago in 2014, I noticed that the weight had slowly been creeping back up on me.
It does that, doesn't it?
I was like, what the heck happened? I said, well, that's no big deal. I'll go on the old school diet again. Except this time I went on the diet, it didn't work. The fat wouldn't go anywhere no matter what I did. And it was horrible. Week after week, month after month. Let me tell you something. I'm married to one of the most beautiful women in the whole world. I've been married for 28 years. When you're fantasizing more about food than you are being with your woman, something's wrong with your diet.
Right, right.
So at some point I went, wait a second.
A chocolate almond ice cream is my mistress. And cake donuts. I forgot cake donuts.
No, but what I did was I reached out to some experts and I said, hey, guys, why isn't this working for me? And they went, well, Fred, there's some research that shows you may be in weight resistance syndrome.
Huh.
I'm like, what the heck is
weight
that?
Weight resistance syndrome.
They said, we believe that sometimes your body can only go on one major diet in its life, and it hates it.
Wow.
And if it ever notices you're about to go on another major diet.
Are you serious?
It releases cortisol into your
body.
This is
a condition.
So even though you're only eating 1,800 calories a day and you're exercising for 90 minutes and all this kind of stuff, your body's fighting you, releasing cortisol, and affecting the bioavailability of the nutrients that you're eating. That's why you're sick and you're tired and you're not losing weight and you have inflammation. I said, well, what am I supposed to do? I said, well, we think, our hypothesis is eventually your body will adapt and you'll lose the weight. So what do you mean you think? Well, we're not sure.
In the meantime, I could have a stroke.
Yeah. And they said, look, unfortunately, there is one exception to the idea that you might reset back to your happiness set point. I go, what's that? They said, we found that people that are in prison, their happiness set point doesn't rise back up, and they never adjust until they're released. So we don't know what to tell you. Have you tried yoga, meditating? I hung in it for another year trying to lose the weight again after I lost it the first time. And after a year, I was actually 6 pounds heavier than I was.
Wow.
And I said, that's it. I'm just going to be a big fat guy. I don't care.
Yeah.
I can't do this anymore. And then that's when I was working on a consulting project where I was setting up a lean manufacturing line mm-hmm. for a company in Detroit. And that's when I went, wait a second. I had my aha moment. The body is nothing more than an assembly line. And all fat is, triglyceride is excess inventory.
Mm-hmm.
I've been running my body on supply-side economics, not demand-side mm-hmm. economics. So I switched. And when I switched, that's when I found the formula that regulates weight for the human body.
It's like inventory, right? In inventory, one of the greatest inventions in the marketplace was not just-in-case inventory, but just-in-time inventory.
Oh, my gosh.
So your new diet is just-in-time inventory.
Yeah, exactly. So what I found out was the space, a buffer zone. That's why the book is called The Buffer Zone Diet.
Yeah.
The space between the meals was important as the meals themselves.
Huh.
What I found out was that once triglyceride is made, it's very hard to unlock it and use it. Your body is mm-hmm. a LIFO system, last mm-hmm. in, first out. And so I was like, well, wait a second. Once I found out, because like I said, average guy wakes up, I'm overweight, I don't eat breakfast, skips lunch,
yeah.
then comes home
yeah.
at the end of the day, exhausted, and has a big meal. Well, while you sleep, you bought all that meal.
Hey, Fred, hold on. I got to take a quick break. But, folks, we're going to come right back to this. I know you're not going anywhere. You got to hear the rest of this. I need a website, Fred.
Oh, thebufferzonediet.com.
All right, so check it out, folks. That's the name of the book. Quick break. Fred Cuellar and I will be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.